Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Wednesday, October 11th, 2023, 9:07 a.m. I'm your host, David Boyle, in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David.
How are we doing today?
Beautiful day today.
Yes, it is.
A little cold out there.
Yeah.
We're not in the height of fall. We're kind of sliding down the backside all of a sudden.
Yeah. Yeah, it's getting colder, though. Days getting shorter, and leaves are definitely falling off those trees. I think we're definitely fully in autumn.
Yes, we are. Folly in autumn, or something
absolutely.
Like that.
Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of local news and happenings for you this morning. A bunch of different things going on, including out at the White Mesa Mill. Just a word from our sponsor. Did you know Energy Fuels, operating right here in San Juan County, is powering America's economy by producing many of the resources essential for clean energy? So again, they've got a full event going on. Started yesterday, a bunch of different speakers, including Miss America 2023, Grace Stanky, who's a nuclear engineering student. Also had a bunch of other speakers as well. That continues today. They'll have opening remarks from Mark Chalmers, the president and CEO of Energy Fuels. Also, they'll hear from Jerry Grandy, who's the former president and CEO of Energy Fuels. Jack Lifton, executive chairman with the Critical Minerals Institute, speaking later, as well as Kevin Sekakwa. I struggled through that name, but he's with AIS, prep director with American Indian Services. Adam Christopher, chief market analysis with Trade Techs, also speaking. Salim Drera with the CEO of Radtran, speaking. Matthew Mehmet, PhD with associate professor of chemical engineering at Brigham Young University. David Friedenland, executive vice president and chief legal officer for Energy Fuels, closing remarks this afternoon from Curtis Moore, vice president of marketing and corporate development for Energy Fuels. So a full slate today. Again, had a bunch of activities going on tomorrow, and they'll be giving tours of the mill
yesterday
as well. Oh, just
yeah. Today's the last day.
Yeah, sorry. Yep. Yeah, I got my days mixed up.
Yeah, you said tomorrow when you met yesterday.
Yep, that happens from time to time.
You know, there's really a ton going on down there, and remarkable schedule here. They've got a lot happening as they're exploring a lot of new developments and new products in this ever-changing world, in addition to doing what they do best, which is mine and mill uranium. I don't know, pretty interesting. The reigning Miss America, she's a University of Wisconsin student and was here in San Juan County yesterday, and pretty remarkable. Her focus of her year as Miss America is clean energy and a clean energy future, and so it makes a whole lot of sense that she'd come down here as a part of this. They really have also this San Juan County Clean Energy Foundation. I think that's the American Indian Services tie. They do a lot of scholarships and programs with AIS, and anyway, should be a very, very interesting day. Of course, also there's tours of the mill from 10:30 to 2 o'clock today. They'll have tours. They take about a half hour, and it's very informative of seeing this largest private enterprise in San Juan County and what they do and how they do it. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, yeah. Very interesting.
Also, yesterday they had a premiere of the movie Nuclear Now, is by Oliver Stone. We all know Oliver Stone. One of our employees, Jill Pearson, went to that movie and said it was really good. She said, I'm already a supporter of nuclear energy, so it didn't necessarily change her opinion, but Oliver Stone makes a pretty convincing case that as we move into the future, the in the long term, the safest and most reliable energy source could be this source, which is produced in part here in right in the middle of the Red Rock country.
Yeah. Yeah, very interesting. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of other news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area, including taking a look at the latest out of the San Juan County Commission meeting. Members of the commission meeting had a couple of different items on their agenda at their October 3rd meeting. Among the items, members of the commission approved a landfill employee recycling incentive program. The implementation of the program is set to save space in the county landfill while also earning revenue for the county and creating a bonus for landfill employees. County landfill manager Jed Tate explained the program will have landfill employees pull recyclable metal from refuse and garbage dropped off at the San Juan County landfill prior to those metals being covered. Tate shared that currently employees, when they have the time or notice, recyclable metal in the garbage, will get off their equipment and place the metals in a kind of an unofficial pile. County employees gathered recyclable metals for several years before selling 309 tons of mixed metal and 3,300 pounds of copper for over $38,000 in 2022. In the 1 year since, another haul has brought in over $20,000 so far in 2023. So the program will ideas then that a 60-40 revenue split on the sale of those metals with employees with the county landfill retaining 60%, with the county landfill retaining 60% of the revenue bonus for the metal sale and the employees 40% as an incentive bonus. So it's a program that'll save space in the landfill, while county employees, landfill employees have time, they'll pull metal out, get a bonus as part of that. And the county landfill also receives some revenue from it as well. So,
yeah. And then you get the satisfaction program of knowing what you've thrown away may be recycled. I hear that all the time. People want to recycle, but it's difficult in our isolated areas, but this is a way to encourage that and reward them for their hard work.
Yeah, and again, you know, as it appeared on the agenda, I think maybe some people or I had the thought, oh, that'd be interesting. They're going to, start accepting, Crest soda can and cardboard boxes. No, that's not the case. They're just taking existing metal in the landfill and doing this recycling program. But again, it's, there's revenue there. And all parties involved seem pretty pleased with it, as the county commission unanimously approved that.
Yeah, and as they looked at what they've done so far this year, it'd be about $2,000 per employee for their work with that. So not a insignificant thing.
Yeah. Yep. So, yeah, good deal. It's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92, looking at other news from that latest San Juan County Commission meeting. Members of the commission unanimously approved contracts to provide language translation services at the upcoming municipal elections. It's part of that settlement agreement between the Navajo Nation and San Juan County regarding voting rights. At the October 3rd meeting, County Administrator Mac McDonald explained that recent communications with the Department of Justice have alerted the county to the fact that the requirement to provide Navajo language translation services includes municipal elections in the county. Members of the commission unanimously approved contracts to provide Navajo translations of election materials, as well as early voting and election day translation services. McDonald noted that the requirement is applicable to all municipalities. He said, quote, "This will be kind of a surprise to the municipalities because we will pass the cost on to them because it all falls under San Juan County." He says it also it's also a requirement of those cities and towns to make sure that they are providing this information to residents. So municipal elections this year in Bluff, Landing, and Monticello are scheduled for November 21st. So that'll impact local municipalities and residents who need those translation services. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. The San Juan County Commission covered a bunch of other items as well. You can read about that in the newest edition of the San Juan Record. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92.7. We'll go ahead and take a quick break and be right back. Stick with us. You're listening to the morning show here on Red Rock 92.
The Moab Chevron, a longtime favorite for food and fuel, proudly introduces a new Cajun taste sensation, crispy, crunchy chicken. Come on by and give it a try. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, the Moab Chevron now accepts EBT and food stamps. Get some good home cooking to go with your snacks and drinks, and get it delivered with DoorDash. Plus, sign up for Chevron Rewards and save a dollar on every gallon of fuel. The Moab Chevron, 817 South Highway 191 in Moab.
$1 off every gallon of fuel for your first 3 visits when you sign up for the rewards program. Attention all business owners. Want to know how you can spread the word about your company? We have the answer. The Local Pages now offers a focused delivery to those who use our book in your area. With our Yellow Page ad, coupons, and magnets, you can get the customers you've been waiting for. Call today to reserve your spot in our book. With our Better Than Ever special offers, you don't want to miss your chance to be in the best phone book in town. Call 866-854-4434. That's 866-854-4434.
Stay up to speed with residential and business e-fiber internet from Emery Telecom. Right now, all new customers get their first 2 months free, plus free installation and equipment with no term contracts. Unlimited data plans starting at $59.95 a month. Residential discounts are available for qualified households. Give us a call right now, 298-8023 in San Juan County, 259-8521 in Moab. Or visit us on the web at emerytelecom.com. Emery Telecom, your local advantage.
Hello, this is Dave's phone. Leave me a message at the beep.
Hey, Dad. I just drove past the park you took me to on my 10th birthday. Remember how we fell into the stream? I just wanted to let you know I was thinking about you. Call me back. Love you.
Reminding someone of their worth is suicide prevention. Learn more at liveonutah.org.
It's the end of summer sale going on right now at Walker Drug, Moab's everything store. Come check out the deals on pools and summer clothing. Plus, get everything you need for hunting season with huge savings on ammo, gun cases, targets, earplugs, and much more. Close out your summer right at the Walker Drug end of summer sale. Walker Drug, Moab's everything store, right next to Walker's True Value.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Glad you joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show on this Wednesday, October 11th, 2023, 9:20 a.m. Well, again, it's Wednesday, which means we're here with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle, and as editor, the latest edition of the San Juan Record out now.
Yeah, San Juan Record is out and ready to roll, and we really focus on all things eclipse, this big annular eclipse, which is coming Saturday, 10:30 is the highlight point there. It'll be viewable from almost all of San Juan County. I think Spanish Valley won't be in the annularity, but of course there will be a significant eclipse that will be viewable from all across the Red Rock country. This Ring of Fire eclipse, it's going to be awesome. Mexican Hat is in the direct path, will be viewable for almost 5 minutes on Saturday. San Juan County is preparing for the impacts of the eclipse, and we talked with Elaine Gisler and Allison Yamamoto Sparks to talk about all the work that they've put into preparing for this. Utah Department of Transportation estimates there'll be 300,000 people traveling in Utah to see the eclipse. Many of them will be going to central Utah, but a good portion of them will be coming right here along Highway 191, and there'll be impacts there. Bluff is expecting up to 20,000 visitors. We have an article there, an interview that we had with Bluff Mayor Ann Lepinen. Had a really nice interview with Samira Crank, the Bears Ears Partnership Visit with Respect Program Director, and just talked about a few of the Native American perspectives related to the eclipse and the impacts of that. They are a good portion will not be viewing the eclipse. They'll be staying inside. It'll have impacts on, you know, we not only have a lot of visitors, but we may not have as many workers or business owners. So there'll be impacts there. And that was a really nice article. Make sure you wear your glasses. That is lesson number one as you prepare, is make sure you've got some eclipse glasses or something figured out, because you're going to want to look, but you don't want to look. It can cause significant damage. And there's quite a few events. So anyway, that's the dominant feature of the San Juan Record. Our major series of stories have to do with the eclipse and preparing for it and its impact and what we can do to really enjoy it. So that's awesome. Lions Club is having their big fall fest next week, October 20th. It's the dinner at Monticello Elementary School, a big fundraiser for the Lions Club. There'll be lots of drawings and lots of fun. And anyway, they've announced that. San Juan Building Supplies having their big annual stove sale, pellet gas and wood stoves. So a lot of good advertising there. San Juan County Commission meeting that David just talked about, in addition to the San Juan School Board, met last week and had a lot of good information there. High school sports. We wrapped up the regular season for the San Juan Bronco football team last week. And so they're moving into a bye week this week and into the postseason. We'll talk about that later on in the show. But it was state girls tennis for the San Juan Broncos last week, the state golf tournament for the San Juan Broncos last week, volleyball, football, cross country. There's a ton going on. We've always got a lot of really good coverage led by our sports editor, Rhett Sifford. Anyway, a lot going on in the San Juan Record. We have a couple of obituaries in the paper today. George Wareham, who passed away last week, and Georgia Oliver, who passed away on September 16th and had her services last week. So anyway, you can pick up the paper anywhere. It's on newsstands. You can get a subscription. A lot of our stories are online. We've got an online subscription that includes the entire paper. A lot of ways to get to the San Juan Record.
Very good. Thanks for that, Bill. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. And taking a look at some other local news and happenings in the Red Rock listening area. You know, as Bill mentioned, big impacts anticipated as a result of the annular eclipse happening this weekend. Utah Department of Transportation says folks should plan for more than 300,000 visitors for the eclipse. Heaviest traffic anticipated in Richfield area, but also down here in southeastern Utah. So they're letting folks know it's going to impact travel up there on the Wasatch Front down to southeast Utah. So again, lots of folks anticipated. So once again, prepare. Again, like Bill said, lots of information in the latest edition of the San Juan Record. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. It's part of the morning show. We have funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock area.
Yeah, there'll be graveside services today for Ronald Leo Grass Sr. They begin at 1 p.m. at Cortez Cemetery. He passed away on October 3rd at the age of 63. Graveside services for George Wareham, age 84, are tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Blanding City Cemetery. The celebration of life for David Allen Lewis of Cortez will be Saturday, October 21st, in Buena Vista, Colorado. Starts at 10 a.m. with a reception to follow. There'll be a memorial service for Stephen Doyle Stagg of Cortez beginning at 10 a.m. on Sunday, October 22nd at the Lewis Areola Community Center. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Hertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we've got more news and happenings coming your way. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
After 30 years of thrills, Ute Mountain Casino Hotel is still your lucky place. Check out our new Summit Slot Room and Sportsbook. Get in the action with the area's largest bingo room. From slots, blackjack, roulette, and poker, we're still your place to play and win. Ute Mountain Casino Hotel is still the one.
Hay Brothers Construction has what it takes to get your job done, big or small. Whether it's installing underground utilities, excavation, grading, or leveling, Hay Brothers will address your project quickly, reliably, and safely. Hay Brothers is licensed and insured. Call them today at 801-513-4407 or email contact at baybros.com. That's contact at bay, spelled B-E-H, bros.com. Hay Brothers Construction, proudly serving the entire Four Corners area.
The Doobie Sisters Dispensary, located at 695 North Broadway in Cortez, offers the highest quality cannabis products. Locally owned and operated, Doobie Sisters is open Monday to Saturday from 9 to 7 and Sundays from 10 to 6. Don't miss our happy hour every day from 4:20 to 6. We also now carry Doobie Sisters Botanics from our own cultivation facility. Drop in or order online when you visit our menu tab at DoobieSistersCo.com. When you look for quality, look for Doobie Sisters at 695 North Broadway in Cortez.
Did you know that rare earth elements produced at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding are crucial to the U.S. military? In fact, every F-35 Lightning fighter jet requires around 920 pounds of these elements. Rare earths are also used in night vision goggles, missile guidance, and satellite communications. Energy Fuels is proud to play a role in bringing these critical supply chains back to the U.S. Learn more at energyfuels.com.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, encourages you to think about winter this fall. It's time to clean up and tune up your furnace. And Moab Heat and Cool has an unbelievable fall special for Red Rock 92 listeners. Right now, get a full furnace cleaning and service for only $99. Don't miss this big Red Rock Radio Fall Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool right now at 259-1519. That's 259-1519. Take advantage of the big $99 furnace special this fall with Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer.
Can you believe it? Fall is just around the corner, and it's time to wrap up those home projects. Walker True Value is Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard. They have everything for your fix-up jobs. Lumber prices are back down for decks, siding, or the shed you want. The paint department has all the colors, and Walker True Value has insulation, heaters, and heat tape. Plan ahead while supplies are available for everything you need for your home. Walker's True Value, Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard, next to Walker Drug.
What's going on? An annular solar eclipse is passing right through the Red Rock 92 listening area this Saturday. While supplies last, get your American West Ring of Fire solar eclipse glasses at retailers throughout the area, including the San Juan Record in Monticello. Also Saturday, it's the third annual Four Corners Fall Fly-In, hosted by the Cortez Municipal Airport. Come enjoy static displays, sightseeing flights, food trucks, exhibitors, and more. All the fun goes from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Farmers markets are open in Cortez, Dolores, Mancos, and Monticello through October. Visit CortezFarmMarket.com, TownOfDolores.com, MancosValley.com, or the Monticello Farmers Market Facebook page for info on those. Celebrating its 10th year, the Moab Backyard Theater presents live outdoor entertainment downtown Wednesdays through Saturdays, featuring music, magic with Rick Beretti, and food. Most of the shows are free. Visit MoabBackyardTheater.com for full details. Friday nights are family skate night for all ages at the Old Spanish Trail Pavilion in Moab from 6 to 8. There's live music every night of the week at the Blue Pig in Moab and Thursday through Sunday nights at Red Cliffs Lodge. Visit MoabHappenings.com for the ongoing schedule. If you have an announcement for the Red Rock 92 community calendar, email info@redrock92.com or call 435-587-2277.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Wednesday, October 11th, 2023, 9:31 a.m. Bill, October 11th.
October 11th. I don't know why they picked today, but today is It's My Party Day in honor of Leslie Gore's 1960s hit, It's My Party and I'll Cry If I Want To. Rocketed to number one, and for some reason, October 11th is the day that we get it. It's My Party Day, so have a party if you want, and cry if you want, too.
Yeah.
Because it's your party.
It's your party, yeah.
Yeah. Today's also National Sausage Pizza Day and National Fossil Day. So if you're a fossil out there, like a lot of us baby boomers are, it's your day, National Fossil Day.
Have a pizza. Sausage pizza, is that what you said?
It's National Sausage Pizza Day.
All right, we're bringing them all together. Got the elements.
Yeah, having a party. It's going to include sausage pizza, and it's going to honor all those sad fossils.
Yeah.
All right, whatever. On this day in 1884, First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt was born. And 19 years later, in 1905, Fred Trump was born on October 11th, 1905. His son became president of the United States. On October 11th, 1971, John Lennon released Imagine, probably the top song of his solo career, without a doubt, I guess. On October 11th, 1975, 48 years ago tonight, Saturday Night Live debuted. Still going strong. Number one song on this day in 1981, 42 years ago, you heard it, Best That You Can Do by Christopher Cross, also known as Arthur's theme from the movie Arthur. So, Christopher Cross, he had quite a successful career there in the early 80s. Birthdays today, Daryl Hall of Hall & Oates was born today in 1946. He's 77 years old. And Football Hall of Famer Steve Young is 62 years old today. Happy birthday locally to Jason Livingston, Raylan Jones, Ann Frankham, and Nathan Huber. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call, 435-260-2808. If you want to give a birthday shout-out, you can give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for that, Bill. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. Today's date, 10-11. Yesterday, morning show was 10 out of 10, so good work, Bill.
Oh, very good.
October 10th, so.
You picked the right day to be gone because it took all the stress off of you.
Yeah, it was 10 out of 10. No, it was a good job. Appreciate you filling in for me there yesterday, so, yeah. Well, again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. Of course, as part of the morning show, we've got the on-air job fair. That's job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area. We'll send you that and be back with the sports report, including a conversation with Rhett Sifford. Reminder, a word from sponsor, did you know Energy Fuels is one of San Juan County's largest employers and is a proud supporter of the Red Rock Morning Show? And, of course, they've also got their open house going on today. Well, again, it's the morning show, 92.7. Here's the job fair, and we'll be back with the sports report.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Talon role. 3-plus years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including Director of Nursing, Operating Room RN, Dialysis RN, and Registered Nurse. Also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, a full-time and part-time dialysis tech, medical assistant, specialty clinic supervisor, and a full-time business office specialist / registration specialist. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. The White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience, a salaried position with competitive wages and full benefits. Also seeking an assistant manager. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit to employment or call 970-564-6127. The Element, Moab's 4-star hotel, is currently looking to hire employees. There are many positions available, including front desk attendant. Please come into the Element at 1431 North Highway 191 and fill out an application. Come find a great job at the Element. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. Earn $60,000 per year after just 2 years as a transportation security officer at Canyonlands Regional Airport. These positions start at $23.51 an hour and include excellent federal benefits, paid on-the-job training, and a $2,000 sign-on bonus. Apply online at jobs.tsa.gov/TSO and join a mission that matters. That's jobs.tsa.gov/TSO. Some conditions apply. U.S. citizenship is required. Lisbon Valley Mining Company is looking for dedicated employees to join their expanding workforce, offering competitive wages ranging from $25 to $45 an hour with an impressive benefits package and opportunities for advancement. Positions include heavy equipment mechanics, heavy equipment operators, EW harvest technician, and leach pad laborers. To apply, email a resume to applications@lisbonmine.com, learn more at lisbonmine.com, or call 435-686-9950. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289. Worldmark Moab has immediate openings in housekeeping, maintenance, guest services, and food and beverage. Competitive wages start at $20 an hour and a $500 sign-on bonus. Enjoy worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited shared housing available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person on-site at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Looking to buy, sell, or refinance your home or property? Ask for the professionals at Anderson Oliver Title Insurance Agency. Anderson Oliver Title has provided title insurance and real estate closing services in San Juan and Grand Counties for 25 years. Anderson Oliver Title isn't just another out-of-town company. It's the only locally owned and operated title company in southeastern Utah. The owners and employees at Anderson Oliver Title are excited to support our communities and are proud to support high school athletics and activities.
Did you know 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime? Did you know getting a mammogram decreases the risk of dying from breast cancer by 33%? October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding is committed to making this one the most successful ever. Right now through the month of October, get a 3D mammogram for just $99. You'll receive a free gift and an entry in a grand prize drawing. Blue Mountain Hospital is passionate about keeping the women of our community safe and healthy. Call 435-678-3993 to make your appointment today.
Cinch IT, not just your average IT service. We're fast and friendly, helping businesses like yours overcome tech challenges. Our experienced team offers an array of cybersecurity services, including data backup, email traffic monitoring, and malware removal. We're local, providing swift, on-site assistance whenever you need it. Say goodbye to long waits and hello to immediate help. Don't wait. Connect with Cinch IT today for a free consultation. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or head to cinchit.com. Propel your business to new heights with Cinch IT.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports, I'm Red Siffer. The Monument Valley volleyball team won the Battle of the Drum last night in straight sets over rival Whitehorse. San Juan swept Monticello in the other showdown between local teams, and Green River beat Pinnacle in straight sets. Monument Valley is the number one ranked team in the Utah 1A, now 9-2 on the year. Monticello is 11-10, ranked 7th, and San Juan moves up to 8th in the 2A with a 13-10 record. It's a special edition of Friday Night Lights tonight when the Whitehorse Raiders host the Monument Valley Cougars, looking to take that drum right back. It's a 6 p.m. kickoff, and you'll hear it live right here on Red Rock 92 with video on StreamUtah.live. The San Juan and Grand County girls soccer teams begin the 2A Utah State Tournament today. Number 8 Grand is hosting number 9 Draper APA, while number 15 San Juan travels to face number 2 Waterford. And the Monticello volleyball team is hosting Whitehorse in a showdown between local teams tonight in the MHS Gymnasium. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It's Wednesday, October 11th, 2023, 9:45 a.m. David Boyle in studio now with sports editor for the San Juan Record, Rhett Sifford. Good morning, Rhett.
Morning. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Very good.
Good. Well, you made the trip over to Delta last week. Tell us about your thoughts on the Broncos win last week.
Yeah, it's I don't know what you know, you run out of stuff to say about this team. We expected it to be maybe a four-quarter game where the Broncos would have a chance to have their starters in all game, and it looked like that early on when Delta intercepted Parker Snyder pass, you know, made it exciting. And then it was a 7-6 game, so Delta answered pretty quickly when San Juan scored, and we were thinking, hey, we got ourselves a game, but then San Juan just proceeded to demolish them like they have everybody else this year. So it's tough to come up with new adjectives for this team, I guess. There's just nobody who's even challenged them. Now they have a 3-week rest, you know, before their first game in the playoffs, and you think, will that affect them? Will they be rusty? I doubt it. I doubt they will, you know, and plus it's not going to be a heavy opponent they'll face again, you know, in the state quarterfinals. They'll be at home. I know they'll be excited, but this is a team that's really been grounded all year and just shown the ability, no matter what's going on, either to bounce back from a tough circumstance or just to take control early in games. And I mean, they're impressive. I'd love to see him up against, a team from Alabama or Georgia or Texas or something like that. It might be a different deal. You know, you have a whole different group of folks back east and stuff, different type of athletes. But I don't know. As far as Utah 2A goes, they're dominant, you know, and I don't know that anybody has anything for them this year. I'd like to see them have had an opportunity this year to play a 3A or 4A or 5A school here in our state, you know, but the bye this weekend is because of the shortened schedule. You would have needed an extra preseason, like they call it, quote, preseason game to fill in a 10-game schedule. So I think it's kind of unfortunate they don't play this weekend. It's weird to have a bye the last week of the regular season. If you were going up against a real tough team to start the playoffs October 27th, it might be a concern, but I don't really think it's going to be a concern for this team. Get a chance to heal those bruises, I guess, and whatever wounds they've got, and come in strong for the playoffs, which they're already going to be heavily favored for, even though they may come in as the number two team, technically, with the RPI.
Yeah, we'll see how that shakes out.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see if anybody's got anything for them. Maybe South Summit being the top team from the other region.
Yeah.
But we'll see how the playoffs shake out.
Yeah. Oh, that'll be fun. We'll look forward to that. Well, we got a lot of football, you know, going on this last week, but none of it on Friday.
No.
We've got
midweek Friday Night Lights.
Yep, that's right. So, yeah, Battle of the Drum, always a great atmosphere there in Montezuma Creek. So, excited to broadcast that game tonight. And then the next day we'll be in Monticello hosting Norwood. So, we've got a couple of back-to-back games, but nothing on Friday.
Yeah, that'll be fun, though, tonight and tomorrow night. Friday Night Lights on the air. 6 o'clock tonight, 7 o'clock normal time tomorrow night. A score I wanted to mention from this past week. I predicted that Mancos would beat Dove Creek when they faced each other, but mm-hmm. I did not predict a 58-14 final. I mean, the Blue Jays shellacked the defending state champions in eight-man ball and Colorado. So congrats to Mancos. We'll see if they're in the mix at the end of the year. I think Dove Creek will also still be in the mix. You know, a couple good teams in our area in eight-man ball in southwestern Colorado. So
yeah. I was talking to Kelly Turner when we were at the Dove Creek game. Of course, he's over on 98.7, and he went to the Mancos game against Hoxton, you know, number one team. And we saw they lost by six, but he was telling us that, I guess, on that last play, Mancos had the ball trying to throw, you know, a touchdown in the end zone, and Hoxton intercepted the pass and returned it for a touchdown zeros on the clock. So that's the number one team. You know, that's the last play that they beat the Blue Jays. So, yeah, I think Mancos, you know, they've got to feel good about their chances this year.
For sure. It's exciting. You know, back-to-back years, a couple of really good teams in our area. Dove Creek winning the championship last year for sure. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a light week this week, oddly. I think, you know, fall breaks maybe for both of our regions, southwestern Colorado, southeastern Utah. There are still some activities. Obviously, we had some volleyball yesterday. Got football and girls soccer playoffs are going on today as San Juan and Grand County starting out the state tournaments. San Juan is number 15. They have to travel to Waterford, and that's the number two team in the state. So that's a tough matchup for the Lady Broncos. Grand County is at home. They are actually outranking their opponent by one mark. Number eight Grand is hosting number nine Draper APA. So that'll be a tough matchup, I think, for them too, but at home. We got a showdown between local teams in volleyball tonight, Whitehorse at Monticello. Of course, the Battle of the Drum on the gridiron tonight that you guys are going to be broadcasting. But all the cross-country teams are off this week. Nobody in Utah or Colorado competing. They've got region championships coming up next week with state tournaments to follow, or state meets, I guess you call it. Cross-country is a crazy sport, very individual, very, you know, internal sport where you're doing battle with your own soul, I think, during that sport. And not a lot of fanfare, obviously, not a lot of crowd, not a lot of popularity, but, you know, a tough sport nonetheless, to be sure. You know, volleyball seasons in Utah will be done, regular seasons at least will be done next week. Colorado teams extend another week since they started a little bit later. But, you know, we've got here in the next couple of weeks, we're going to be all in postseason play for all of our local teams. So it's really coming down to the wire. Golf and tennis seasons are done. I heard you guys mention that earlier during the show. And we had a Grand County kid. I don't know why I can't remember his name now. Finished second in the state.
Wyatt Tony.
That's right. So he got second in the state individually. And then San Juan, RJ Daly got 39th in that same tournament. So couple of pretty good performances for two of our local student athletes. And I'm just trying to think. Tennis, we had San Juan had a duo that went to the round of 16 and lost in the round of 16. And so that was Bake and McFarland, who were the top team this year and first doubles for San Juan. That's hard for – we don't broadcast a lot of tennis. We don't broadcast tennis at all, so that's hard. That doesn't roll off my tongue as smooth as, like, first and 10 or whatever.
Right, sure. McFarland, that sounds like a law firm.
Yeah, it does. Bacon McFarland, good stuff.
Yeah. Well, good deal. Well, thanks again, Rhett.
Just one more thing to throw out there. We got a couple of our volleyball teams going over to Richfield this weekend for the 1A, 2A clash. Monticello and Monument Valley will be over there. That's a fun tournament. I think they'll play six games over there this weekend. So that'll be a busy weekend for both of those teams. I don't see Whitehorse on that schedule, so I'm not sure what they're doing this weekend. But their last game this week I have as tonight here in Monticello. So,
And sir, you mentioned Monument Valley and Who else is going to the tournament?
Monticello.
I think Monticello, actually, my understanding is that they canceled.
Oh, okay.
Because the Eclipse is going to be going over Richfield, and I think it's going to be a kind of a zoo.
I know Grand County canceled that. So.
Yeah.
Okay, so Monticello's not going to Richfield. So only Monument Valley at this point.
Yeah.
They're not going either. Huh. Okay.
I
canceled that. They expect 300,000 people in Richfield.
All right.
Bill's telling us they maybe cancel the tournament. We're not sure, but
okay. So the Eclipse may be wreaking havoc on sports events this weekend in our area.
That's maybe part of why too.
I know when we were on our way to Delta, there were signs all over the freeway talking about, you know, prepare, the solar eclipse is coming on the 14th. So. I guess we're going to shut her down here this week. We'll see.
Yep, should be a wild weekend. Rhett, appreciate all your work. Glad to see as we kind of wind down, maybe it winding down a tiny bit for you, but of course it's going to ramp right back up when San Juan gets to the playoffs.
Well, so. I always take pleasure just pouring out my lack of knowledge in here during the morning show. So.
No, we appreciate Rhett Sifford. Giving us all these updates. Again, we'll take a quick look at the regional sports report in Major League Baseball. The Arizona Diamondbacks can advance tonight at home. They're hosting the Dodgers. They're up 2-0 in that best-of-five series.
I love an underdog. That's exciting.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, Bill was saying yesterday on the morning show, I think that their payroll is $100 million less.
It's half of what the Dodgers is.
So, it's awesome. And love to see the Diamondbacks advance. We'll see if they can do it. They can finish it tonight if they get the win in Phoenix. That'll do it for the sports report and with it this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning. We look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Wednesday.